Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we take what we learned in the Bible yesterday and try to understand and see how it makes sense to us today. Yesterday, we read a story about Jesus going to his hometown and reading in the synagogue, the Jewish place of religious teaching and learning. And while he was there, he read from the scroll of Isaiah, a passage about the Messiah, about the anointed king that Israel was waiting for to set everything right. And Jesus read this passage filled with hope and expectation. And when people were waiting for him to teach, he simply said, "This scripture has been fulfilled today in your hearing," and sat down, leaving them all waiting and wondering why he didn't have more to say about this. What kind of a teacher was this? Lots of people think of Jesus as being a great teacher, but you know, here we see an opportunity to teach that he doesn't seem to have much to say in. So what did this mean when he said this scripture was fulfilled on this day in their hearing? Well, it's pretty clear. He's trying to say that what they've read in the Bible, what they've read in this prophecy and known about for years, is actually happening. Those words written, you know, 500 years before Jesus walked on the earth, they were actually happening that day. It takes some courage to make that kind of a statement. To say something promised 500 years ago is going to happen today because I say so. Probably didn't seem like any kind of a special day to anybody else. There wasn't anything particularly obvious. It wasn't a high feast or festival or anything like that. It was just, you know, Tuesday or something. And Jesus seems to just declare. He just says, "This scripture is fulfilled today in your presence." And the only thing special and different appears to be that Jesus came back to his hometown, having started his ministry, having been baptized into his ministry. The events that make that day special all have to do with Jesus. He's decided to leave his hometown, leave life as a carpenter, become an itinerant teacher, rabbi, and now here he is in his hometown again to kind of let them know what he's up to, that he's kicking off his public ministry, declaring and proclaiming the kingdom of God to people. That's what seems to make this day special. And he has the courage to say that it's so special, it is the fulfillment of all of Israel's hopes and dreams and expectations for the coming of the Messiah. He's saying he's the Messiah. Now, the fact he didn't have much else to say didn't mean he wasn't teaching people. Jesus was teaching in what he said and in what he did. So he said this scripture was fulfilled in their hearing on this day. And then he just kind of leaves it. And there's time for people to stop and think, well, what does this passage say? If this is fulfilled, this means that the blind are going to be healed. And you know what? Jesus did that. This says that the oppressed are going to be liberated. Well, Jesus did that, not just for a few, but he did it for everyone. Everybody who's bound by sin, by a rebellion against God, who's separated from God, that bondage can end because Jesus has liberated us. These are all things that happen throughout his life and ministry. And here he is on that day saying, it's coming, it's happening, I'm doing it. It's happening because I'm here. Jesus, in some ways, was speaking his own words. When Isaiah wrote them 500 years ago, he wrote them as a prophet, speaking for God. These were God's words that Isaiah was to speak to Israel. So in some ways, Jesus, as God, had already said these words before. Now he just needed people to reflect on them and to see that he represented the fulfillment of those words. He'd said it all. Now it was time for them to see it. This passage represents a turning point in a way where they're going to go from reading about the Messiah to seeing the Messiah. He is the Messiah. He is the anointed one. He is the King of the universe come down to our world. He's God in human flesh. And now they can see it. It's no longer just a promise. Now it is a promise fulfilled. He shows a great deal of power in speaking these words and then just sitting down for people to absorb them and take action on them and follow him as a result. It takes a great deal of power to do that. You know, you see an executive who can simply speak something into being, who's, you know, just says, we should do X, and then people go and do it because that person has power. Jesus was speaking and teaching as if he had that power, as if he could simply declare the kingdom of God to be here, as if he could simply declare that now the blind were going to be healed, the oppressed were going to be freed. He could do that because he was God. That's a big part of what he was saying on this day. The kingdom of God was here because the king was here, because Jesus was here. So here's your question for today. What do you think Jesus wanted to communicate by just sitting down in silence? What was he hoping people would absorb and learn from his taking these words and saying they were being fulfilled in their hearing on that day? Have a great discussion as you think about that, and I'll see you tomorrow as we try to apply and live out what we're learning. Bye for now.